Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we're continuing our conversation with Kevin McLaughlin, the Senior Director of Hockey Development at USA Hockey. Kevin is also responsible for the management and the administration of the American Development Model, which includes the oversight of the American Development Model regional managers. In part one of this series, we talked to Kevin about the basics of the ADM, how it got started, why it's needed, and how the basic structure of how it works. Today we're going to address some of the bigger myths that are out there surrounding the ADM and talk about the realities of this revolutionary program. As we said in our last podcast, the number of USA Hockey members who have embraced the American Development Model since its inception in 2009 has grown exponentially. But there are still those who have not yet come around to this way of thinking, and a lot of it has to do with maybe some misconceptions that are out there surrounding the program. So, Kevin, thanks a lot again for coming back and joining us today.
Thanks, Harry. It's always great to be here.
Well, I'm just going to start, you know, through the course of running USA Hockey Magazine, talking to people on the phone, being out in the field and stuff like that. You know, you hear things, you read things. And so I wrote down a couple of what I consider myths surrounding the ADM. And I wanted to get your thoughts and see if you hear these kind of things. I know you travel extensively around the hockey world. The first is that the ADM is a might program.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. It couldn't be farther from the truth. In fact, that's probably one of the great misconceptions of the ADM. In fact, the ADM is a program for all ages, all levels. It starts, it's a cradle-to-grave program. A lot of it is for the high-end elite player, older player, teenage players, highly competitive player. But it's also effective and applicable to the recreational player. It's everything from the entry-level beginner player through that competitive phase and then even the hockey for life adult leaguer that just wants to play hockey for fun.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because that was going to be parts two and three of my question is I've heard that it's the ADM is only for the elite player, and I've also heard people say that the ADM is only for the beginning player. So does the truth fall somewhere in between?
No, I think the truth falls squarely on that. It just includes both of them. It is for the elite, the player that desires and strives to be an elite player, but it's also for that player that just wants to play hockey and have fun. You know, hockey is a lot more fun if you have the skills that make you capable to play the game and have success in the game. So it applies to both, and that is probably one of the biggest misconceptions out there, is that it's either or. When in fact, if people really peel back the onion, really look at the materials and really educate themselves, they will see that there's a lot of detail to it and a lot of different layers and levels of the American Development Model.
Before I go on to the next myth, I mean, you bring up a great point that there's a lot of unbelievable materials out there. If somebody's listening to one of these podcasts and says, okay, yeah, this is all great, I'm listening to two guys talk, that's all well and good, but where can I go and get my hands on some of the, you know, the real nuts and bolts, the great materials that you've put out? Where can they go?
You can go to www.admkids.com, and there's a ton of research material, a ton of media materials with videos for every single age group, and then there's a ton of practice plans and a ton of feedback from high-level NHL general managers, NHL players, college coaches, those people, and their opinions and advice about taking advantage of the American Development Model and all the resources that are there. Probably the resource that I hear the most from is also posted on USAHockey.com under the coaches page and section on coaching resources. You have everything from age-specific practice plans for the entire season. You have body checking materials. You have small area games materials. You have goaltending materials, all part of the American Development Model resources that we've made available to coaches and parents.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, here's another one that I hear all the time, that the ADM is only cross-ice hockey.
Yeah, that's another huge misunderstanding that is out there in the street, and I'm not sure why. We might have perpetuated that issue ourselves. We have six regional managers, or we started with six regional managers, and we thought, okay, we're going to start with the youngest age group and slowly move up the ladder of age divisions in order to roll this out and educate people. You know, a lot of our time and energy has been on training the 8 and under coaches on better ways to run practice, station-based practices, increase activity, increase participation, increase shots on goal, puck protection, puck possession, passes, receiving, maximize that development opportunity in 1 hour practice. And then also making the playing environment age appropriate, just like you would in school. If you go to school, you're not going to sit in a high school sized desk or the size desk that we sit in our office. You're going to sit in an age appropriate chair and an age appropriate desk when you're in kindergarten or first or second grade. So that's what we've spent a lot of time on. And even though we have spent a lot of time on the other age groups as well, I think a lot of people have said that, you know, it is just an 8 and under program, but it's not. I can't make it any more clear or state it any more clearly that the American development model is designed for every player as they progress through their development of their own individual playing career.
You know, you talk about, you know, a little kid sitting in a high school sized desk. It's almost like a little leaguer playing at Yankee Stadium. You know, when you want a 7 or 8 year old to skate 200 feet down the ice for to have an opportunity to score a goal.
Absolutely. Baseball has downsized their baseball diamonds and base paths and pitching mounds and even the size of the ball, the size of the bats, everything. They've done that forever. You know, youth soccer, millions of kids in the United States playing youth soccer. They have a different size ball as kids get older and progress. They have different size field that they downsize. You know, the oldest youth sport organization in the world, the FA, which is the soccer association in England, downsize their field and their playing environment. You know, swimming does it, youth basketball does it. Heck, even college football plays with a smaller ball than professional football. The uprights are different, widths. So, you know, it's, I don't know, maybe hockey was just a little bit behind the curve and a little bit slow to make our playing environment age appropriate. But we do recommend that for the little kids, the entry level. But then, you know, as kids get older, we go to full-size playing environment and we get after it pretty good.
Well, speaking of cross-ice hockey, and I know a big part of the ADM is really stressing the importance and as a teaching tool of small area games, which is a large part of the ADM. People say that, you know what, if you're playing small area games, you're not developing your skating skills. Your comment to that?
Well, I would beg to differ. In fact, we're in the middle of a research project with a couple of universities right now to actually collect the data and the research to show that you do have to have actually better skating skills to turn and skate within confined space, more crowded, less time in a tighter area and tighter space. There's more edge work, there's more balance, there's more agility. You're bumping into people, you have to get out of the way of people versus a little kid skating, you know, 200 feet. He can glide in a straight line, you know, a whole lot versus when you take away that time and space and put more people in that tight space, you're having, you know, to have more agility, more balance, more coordination, more edge work, you know, to be a good skater. And so, yeah, breakaway speed is very, very important. And we do work on that, and we do recommend working on that. But, you know, tight areas is where the game's played. The game's played in front of the net. The game's played in the corners. The game's played in tighter spaces. You know, if you watch the National Hockey League, the Stanley Cup, you know, from the tops of the circles down between the faceoff dots is really where the game is played. You know, whether you're defending your net or whether you're trying to score a goal.
And then, Kevin, this is the last one that I had read somewhere that this, somebody was saying this, and it was kind of a bit of a head scratcher to me, especially when you're considering the ADM is meant to help a child develop their skills. And they say, and I know that this is pertaining, they're talking about cross ice hockey and mites, but they say it's holding my kid back. I mean, what would you say to that?
I couldn't say that there's anything further from the truth than that. In fact, if you want your kid to reach their genetic potential, these practice plans we've put together, our recommendations for games in that playing, age-appropriate playing environment will guarantee that your kid gets better. You know, increased repetitions, increased puck touches, increased passes, numbers of times that there's body contact, the kids run into each other, they have to play with their head up, they have to make quicker decisions. All of those things in the tighter spaces, the station-based practices and stuff at the younger age groups in our hockey program will guarantee more repetitions. In fact, I was just in Finland, and some of the researchers there had done a study to show that station-based practices will guarantee seven times the development So to translate that, it's in 1 year of the same number of on-ice practices following this American development model. It's 7 years of development in 1 year. So, I will guarantee that your players will get better if they follow that plan.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, these are some of the things that, you know, I've heard, and, you know, just in my limited travels around. I know you travel the hockey world a lot more than I do, and field a lot more phone calls and emails. Any other myths that you've encountered over the years that you think you feel compelled to try to set the record straight?
Oh, I think that, you know, the only thing is that, you know, the ADM is baby hockey or socialist hockey or pacifist hockey, and it's not about competitive hockey. I will guarantee you that USA Hockey is committed to being the number one hockey federation in the world. A lot of us have children that play, and a lot of us are involved in the teams that compete overseas. We wouldn't be spending the time, energy, money, effort. We wouldn't have the endorsement of the National Hockey League, the American College Hockey Coaches Association, College Hockey, Inc., in our highest levels of junior hockey with this program if people didn't think that it would lead to an increased number of competitive players. So I guess that's the biggest myth, is it's not about competitive hockey, and that's the biggest myth that we're trying to overcome, is that it is absolutely about competitive hockey and increasing the number of competitive players we have.
I couldn't agree more. Well, hey, Kevin, thanks to you and to all your guys who are out there fighting the good fight every day, and just to keep promoting the program and doing what you do, and thanks for taking the time to join us today, and we will surely be talking to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Harry. I appreciate you covering this very important topic.
All right, and thanks everybody out there for listening, and we really hope you'll tune in again. We're going to keep this series on the American development model going, and hopefully we're answering some of your questions and shedding some light on it. And we certainly welcome your feedback to what we're doing. Go to the USA Hockey Magazine Facebook page and send us your comments. We welcome any and all feedback, and we'll try to use that information to improve what we're doing. Thanks again for listening.